broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Thanks to Chris, as always, for another excellent, well-conceived two-hour block of the Parts Unknown show. My name's Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Very excited this week. I have a live performance from Sarah DeVacci, who is now in studio, sitting patiently waiting for this long introduction to end. So the next thing you're going to hear is going to be a live set from Sarah DeVacci, and then on the other side of that, we'll have her in the studio for a chat. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. This is Sarah DeVacci. That was a live set from Sarah Devachi here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM. Very lovely. On the other side of these messages, we'll have Sarah in the studio to chat, so stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Between 1914 and 1918, over 4,000 First Nations soldiers volunteered to fight and die for Canada in the First World War. Red Patch is a new Canadian play produced by Hardline Productions with institutional support from and presented as a studio rental at Studio 16 in Vancouver from April 12th to the 16th at 1555 West 7th Avenue. The play follows a young Métis soldier from the New Chenluth Nation of Vancouver Island who volunteers to fight for Canada in the First World War. Tickets are available at hardlineproductions.ca.
Thank you.
Anne Guthrie off the record she put out called Codiam Variegatum. It's in Latin, I'd assume. And only looking at the roots of the words, we had a variety of noises there at the end and lovely forest woodland critters. The song was called Branching Low and Spreading. So I imagine you're supposed to have an idea of some sort of woodland area in your head. You're listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4. And if you've been tuned in for the first third of the show, you heard a live improvisation, I guess you'd say, from Sarah DeVacci, who's now joined us in studio. How are you? How are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks.
Doing good?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got time off right now, so I'm good.
That's good. Yeah. Is that fitting set for the time? Because it's a UBC holiday, at least, not a provincial holiday.
Easter, yeah.
But a UBC holiday, so it's kind of empty and then very nice, mellow set for people out there.
Thank you.
It's
fitting. Still feels like it's cold outside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not quite spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Things are coming to life. Were there themes of resurrection and renewal in the piece?
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, I forgot to specify that. But, yeah. We needed that for the set. Do you want to maybe talk about it? What it was? What were you using for visuals for people?
Yeah, I was actually kind of testing out a new instrument that I bought. It's a reissue of an old synth, an Arp Odyssey. It was made by Korg. I actually don't know when, but recently, like in the last 10 years. And I just bought it for touring purposes because it's, you know, you can beat it up a little bit more than the older stuff, I guess. So yeah, it's a good, if you're looking to buy a reissue of an analog instrument, I would highly recommend it because it looks and it sounds just like the old version.
That's good.
Yeah.
Great. And you recently put out, the reason I went to Anne Guthrie is because she's on a label called Students of Decay that you just recently put out a record with called All My Circles Run. Do you want to talk about that? Maybe the concept behind it, because each of the tracks is just called Four,
right,
et cetera, for an instrument.
Yeah. Well, that one was kind of a different one. It came out like a month ago now, I guess. Yeah, that one is pretty different from anything I've done in the past because it's pretty much all acoustic. I mean, there's a lot of processing involved in it, but the sound sources are all acoustic. And I wanted to kind of frame that a little bit. So yeah, the track titles are, you know, for piano, for voice, for organ, whatever. But yeah, basically it's just four instrument types, strings. I had a soprano, a woman, Camille Hesketh, who lives in Vancouver. I recorded her voice and did some stuff with it. And then piano and organ. And I mean, the way that I work, the sound source is not, I think for a lot of people, the instrument that they're using is indicative of what the music will sound like. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you play guitar or whatever, it's going to sound a certain way. If you play piano, it's going to sound a certain way. And there's this expectation, I feel like, with synthesizers that people sort of have the wrong idea that there's only certain ways that they can sound.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've kind of tried to keep that in mind. I've not been like making music as a response to it, but it's been at the back of my mind every time I've made a record with synthesizers. And with this record, the acoustic one, for me, it was just an extension of doing the same kind of maneuvers, I guess you could say, but just with a different sound source.
Cool. Great. And is there like one piece that ties it together and then you use different instruments, or is it each of the tracks is kind of its own?
Yeah, each is kind of its own. I guess there are two that use piano. There's kind of like a secret track called Chanter that I didn't specify that it's piano, but it's kind of manipulated piano. But yeah, each one is kind of its own thing. I don't really like I mean, I plan stuff out before, but it's usually like while it's happening that, you know, just kind of let it see where it goes and then, you know, enhance it.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. You've been living in Montreal recently, right?
Or yeah, it's a complicated question.
Is it okay?
I've basically been living out of a suitcase for like a while now. But yeah, I've been living in Vancouver for years, and last year I moved to Montreal to try to just make like a presence there musically, because there's a lot. It's a really good place for music in Canada. But I can't deal with the winter. So I got out of there pretty quick. I'm drifting for the time being.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's happening in Montreal? Anything?
Yeah, there's thrilling? Always stuff happening in Montreal. I mean, I've kind of been involved. Like, I've had friends in Montreal and I've been visiting and I've been kind of, you know, keeping my eyes on what's happening there for a long time now. I don't know. Montreal is just kind of the same of what it's always been doing. Like, there's always shows to go to. Mm-hmm. There's always people working on projects and wanting to work with other people and collaborating and, you know, testing stuff out. It's a very like fertile city musically. I think most people would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for when everything freezes over. Then
yeah. But still. I mean, like, even still, like compared to Vancouver, not to like, you know, come down to Vancouver, but like when it rains, nobody goes out and does anything.
Right. Yeah,
at least like if it's like minus 30 in Montreal, people still like go out and do stuff. I don't, but other people but do.
In general, the city is still living.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to play a track right now by High Plains, new project of Vancouver-based Lossel and cellist. And then on the other side of that, might hear a track from, I'm trying to remember, is this the most recent record before Dominions? Is that the one that came before? Was there something
No,
in between?
There's another one. I put out a lot of records. There was one that came out. So Dominions came out like a year ago. And then in November of 2016, there was a record called Vergers, which came out on Important Records.
All right. Well, we might want to hear one from both. We've got Dominion sitting nearby in the studio, so we'll at least hear something from that on the other side. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Borough on CHI 101.9 with Sarah DeVacci.
Timber Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Brooklyn-based chamber folk band Sam Furman.
Hey, honey, are you giving up?
Playing at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday, April 20th, with guest Low Roar.
Mama bless me with confidence.
Tickets are available now at timberconcerts.com.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
That was Feeler, the opening track from Sara Dovaci's 2016, early 2016 LP, Dominions, put out on local label Jazz Records, joined by Sara Dovaci in studio. Still hanging in there.
Hello.
still here. Everything still exists. So you put out two records last year, as you were saying before, Dominions and Vergers.
Yeah.
Any interplay between the two, or like any sort of break where you're like, oh, I'm going to do this instead of this, of what I did on the last record?
Not between those two. Actually, the one that just came out, All My Circles Around, the one that came out in Students of Decay, it got delayed because of test pressings, but it was supposed to come out around the same time as Vergers.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're actually supposed to be three records.
Yes, okay.
anyway, yeah, they were supposed to come out around the same time. I didn't plan it that way from the beginning, but when it kind of seemed like it was going to line up, I kind of went with it a little bit because to me, they're kind of complementary of similar ideas, but different approaches. Mm-hmm. Like I said, All My Circles Run is fully acoustic.
Yeah.
Vergers is just a single electronic instrument, a single synthesizer, which is not something I've done in the past. I've usually just kind of used like whatever I felt like, whatever was around, or, you know, I'd record something and be like, oh, this instrument should sound, would sound good with it. So those two records were like deliberate choices of sound material. And then I worked with that.
Yeah. Cool. It's a generic question, but also interesting. The reason things become generic is because people are actually genuinely interested in them, and then it just becomes trite over time. It's actually because they're good questions.
It's a good question.
Are there any major like influences, like artists or composers, or maybe something that someone wouldn't expect at all that you would say? That influenced and what how you make your music or how you write?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot, I guess, some that are more obvious than others. I'd say among the more obvious ones, probably like the earliest one was Lamont Young, who's a minimalist composer from the 60s, primarily is when he started, actually late 50s. But yeah, he was influential in like, me actually feeling comfortable with making the kinds of sounds that I wanted to hear, like things that just extended and moved really slowly and changed really subtly and dealt with, you know, really basic intervals and harmonics and things like that. But more recently, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, again, like on the more obvious side, certain like experimental composers who work with electronics like Alvin Curran or Ilian Radic. But maybe on the less obvious side,
Green Day.
How did you know? No, not Green Day. anybody who knows me really well knows that I have an affinity for classic rock.
Okay.
And maybe on like a deeper level than I should. I don't know. But I feel like a lot of that, like I resonate with a lot of music nowadays that has really thoughtful production, and I'm really drawn to instrumentation and things like that, like artists who are really aware of what instruments they're using and have done it in kind of an interesting way. So even like, you know, like I listen to the Beach Boys a lot, and, you know, I don't make pop music, obviously, and I wouldn't try to compare myself at all to any of them, but a lot of those principles of like creating these washes of sound and having things just sort of have their place when you hear them, you know, like in their music, when you hear a harmony or when you hear an instrument or something, it's really just sort of framed nicely, and that kind of stuff is really has an impact on the way I approach my music, I think.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So, about wrapping up here, got a few minutes left. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
It was really nice. I've got a song lined up by an artist, goes by Saltland, which is a composer from, it might be Montreal, I can't remember. Anyhow, put out a record on Constellation very recently called A Common Truth. I'm gonna listen to the song Forward Eyes. And then I might sneak a Beach Boys track in there to finish things.
Sure. Good choice.
Might get it in there. I don't... you've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. I don't believe Jade is going to be here for a little bit of soul. It is Easter weekend, so it's a little bit more, I don't know, down-tempo here. People here are high-strung from exams and whatnot. And I don't know if I have any real comments on that. but for other people that don't go to school here, it's actually just really nice and empty and quiet. That's a nice change sometimes. So thank you again, Sarah, for playing. The new record can be found online.
Online, yeah. Or Bandcamp, iTunes.
Mm.
I have copies at shows and things like
that. Great. Are you playing next anytime soon? Well, you're taking off from Vancouver soon.
Yeah, right? I just played. We had a record release a couple weeks ago. I played with Ian William Craig at the Remington. Nothing in Vancouver for the time being, but elsewhere. Continents. Yes.
Great. All right. So this is Forward Eyes by Saltland. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR. Thanks for listening. Give me a call, 604-828-6648. I'll be here for another few minutes. Tell me what you think.